Stephen Hawking, the most famous motor neuron disease patient in history, refused to surrender to silence, but had to make do with a synthetic voice that might not have blended with other personalities as well as it did with his. The technology used to breathe life into Kennedy's last speech can be used much less laboriously to help others. Because Kennedy was dead, it took 2 months of work on 831 voice recordings to recreate his voice. The recordings had to be painstakingly disassembled into nearly a quarter of a million sounds, or half-phones, that were then matched to the text. For anyone still capable of talking, 4 hours of audio data are enough to create a synthesized version of a voice, ready to take over as the real one fades. If we are a species of compulsive communicators, as David Attenborough suggested in his original Planet Earth series, this technology is far from surreal. On the contrary, it's the most natural thing in the world.